Good morning. You made it to a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. How about this story out of Scranton, Pennsylvania? The YMCA there banned 24-hour news channels at its workout facility because directors say political discussions led to near fights.
I love it. Having been at one of those clubs for years, the Stupend Club in Albany, I always knew that there were many people in that room with me who were on the opposite side of my thought process, let's put it that way. But we always got along. I don't get it. However, there are people who will not tolerate another side to all of this. And the angst and the anger is so palpable. I mean, I keep seeing people who tell me that their husbands or their wives have refused to let them watch television or turn on CNN because it gets them so agitated. But right now, there are an awful lot of angry people out there, and I see it everywhere I go.
That includes Washington, D.C., where we see now Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced he will recuse himself from the federal investigation into Russian influence in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Of course, this following the revelations of false claims he made during his January Senate confirmation hearing. Meanwhile, President Trump says he has total confidence in Sessions. The Democrats, not so much. They're ratcheting up their criticism. They want him to resign.
Well, the moment you take yourself out by saying, I'm going to recuse myself, it certainly presents a certain kind of stink factor. It means that you recognize that there is a probable cause for taking yourself out, otherwise you wouldn't do it. Well, once you say that, it's step one towards this whole thing disassembling. Look, it isn't all these sections. There's a whole bunch of these people who had to do with the Russians. And you say to yourself, well, how could they be so stupid? Well, you had Donald Trump himself up there saying, I hope they keep on leaking things and WikiLeaks. I love them. And it was almost as if he was giving orders to the Russians, or he was saying, it's okay to be doing this. Well, this thing is now disassembling. The Republicans in the Congress are doing their best to stave it off and to put a stop to it. But here's where the press really comes in. Every time there's a leak, every time it turns out somebody said something that wasn't true, you may get somebody like Flynn being fired. You may get an early campaign advisor being fired. But there comes a point in which the leaks are coming so fast and furious, and the angst that it's causing among the Republicans and their constituents. Remember, these congressmen have to get elected. And the more pressure that there is on them to say, well, you know, this needs to be looked at, and we're already seeing some of it happening, the more that you see that happening, the more likely it is that the whole thing will spell real trouble for Trump.
Well, speaking of angst, from the New York Times, where's the health bill? GOP accused of hide-and-seek just a week before two powerful House committees plan to vote on the measure. Opponents spent hours making the point that almost no one has actually seen it.
Well, I've been around long enough to know what that's all about. New York State Legislature, they throw the bills on their table and then they pass something called a message of necessity. This is the legislature, not the Congress. But of course, the idea is hide and seek. Don't allow people to see it, to discuss it, to see what flaws there may be in it. And by the way, I'm not so sure they're going to be able to get there, because the kinds of things we've been seeing up until now, health savings accounts for poor people, that's a riot. And things like that really haven't been explored. We don't know what they're going to do. So if they pass it and nobody knows what's in it, it could end up as a real disaster for them. And I think they got some real problems in the House, congressmen who know that it is not to the advantage of their states to do away with the Affordable Care Act or so-called Obamacare.
Finally, we've been talking climate change for a long time. There's, of course, the Climate Pact and an article about two camps in the White House, one being Stephen Bannon pushing the U.S. to exit the 2015 deal, but Rex Tillerson and Ivanka Trump, say the New York Times, see a grave downside in pulling the rug out from under allies.
You know, it's very hard for Trump to say no to his own daughter, that is for sure. On the other hand, Bannon is the direct line to the conservative element or group in the United States who elected Trump. And that is his core constituency, and they have not moved off the dime for him yet. So you imagine yourself being Trump, it's hard to do, but you're sitting behind your desk and you're saying, now which way do I go? Do I go with the guy who is connecting me, or do I go with Ivanka, who apparently has a little bit more of a liberal instinct? I'm not saying she's a liberal by any means, but she does have relationships with ordinary people in the society who aren't real happy about the way in which all of this is going. You know, my sense of it is that he'll split the baby in half and half.